You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Greg Jung of MLB.com. Greg, first I wanted to ask you about a piece you wrote on Danny Hulson, a young pitcher who's coming off shoulder injury. And, you know, the Mariners have so much young, talented young pitching stacked up. We forget about a guy like that who was once a top prospect. What's going on with this guy? Is he finally healthy again?
Yeah, Hulson's he's been a great story this camp. You know, this is the number two overall pick in 2011 and a guy that was really at the top of the Mariners' list of prospects coming up. You know, he always had Hulson, Walker, Paxton coming up, and Danny's a kid that just, when he's pitched, he's been great in the minors. I mean, he's been very sharp, but he's just had shoulder problems, and they finally got that thing cut on in October of 2013. They went in and did labrum and rotator cuff surgery, and that's tough stuff. Pitchers, you know, a lot of pitchers come back from Tommy John. The rotator cuff's tougher, and he went through a full year of rehab. He worked, spent all last year down here in Peoria just working out, coming back. You know, he's talked about when he first started throwing, he playing catch at 60 feet, and he just barely get the ball there, and he's going, how is this going to work? I can barely get the ball to home plate. He just went through the grind this guys do when they're in that situation, and came back. He's pitching this spring and pitching well. He was out on the mound his first time 2 days ago and looked sharp. As these stories go, he comes in out of the bullpen for his first appearance and steps up to the mound, and there's Troy Tulowitzki in the box waiting for him. So, welcome back, kid. He worked pretty cautious to Tulo. He spiked a couple changeups in the ground. He's a little nervous, so walked him, and then got the next three out. 12-pitch inning, walked off. Biggest smile you can see on a kid. Just glad to be back in baseball, and kind of a good reminder, you know, to what this game means. And he said he didn't know, at times if it all worked out. But here he is, back throwing on a mound, and you know, his story will be a long process still. They're not expecting him at the major league level this year. McLendon keeps saying, hey, we're pointing at 2016 for this kid. We want to just build up his arm, get his innings up this year. He hasn't really pitched a lot in the last 2 years. So can he help this year? I mean, it's probably not. You know, that's certainly not what they're looking for or expecting anyway. But is he part of the future? Definitely. I mean, this is one of the top pitchers in baseball, one of the top prospects coming up. And if he can get back and be what he was, there's another big gun in the arsenal for the Mariners.
And King Felix made his first start of the spring this week. And what were your impressions? What's he working on? Have you noticed any change in Felix Hernandez from his from the previous years?
Yeah, I guess the beauty of Felix is you don't worry too much about other than getting him ready, because, as he said, all I have to do is be ready to be Felix again, and that's pretty good. He does say, yeah, there's things I can get better on. You know, it seems like every year we ask him, what can you do better this year than last? And he says this year he wants to cut down on walks. He wants to, allow fewer home runs. And really, I think the Mariners would be thrilled if he can just go out and do what Felix does, which is, give you 220, 230 innings and 200-plus strikeouts and give you Cy Young caliber right-hander top of your rotation. I mean, that's what Felix is, and he is definitely feeling good this spring. He's lighter. He came in a little lighter than he has been the last couple of years, and that's been a process that he's lost weight, I think, each of the last couple of years. Works hard in the offseason, works hard on his lower body, and counts on that, helping him down the stretch, and he was certainly strong last year. Certainly everything's looking good right now for Felix, and that's a good sign for the Mariners.
And Greg, can you update us on the competition at shortstop and where you think it's headed?
It seems, Richard, as dead even can be right now, at least from the outlook. Chris Taylor continues to play very well defensively and has a nice stick, and Brad Miller's come out and he popped a couple home runs one game. He's kind of got a little more pop. Taylor's got a little better glove, at least that's the reputation, but neither one of them has given an inch. They both played very well this spring, and McClendon said this morning, hey, that's not a decision we're going to make with 2 weeks left in camp. You know, these guys are good enough. We're going to let them play down to the stretch. It's not fair to either one of them to really make a decision before then. And so it appears that's going to be a competition, much as with the fifth starter, which is another opening here. You know, Lloyd's talking about letting guys play right down to the stretch, right down to the final cut, and see where those things fall. So it's hard for me to see a favorite, really, with Taylor and Miller. They're both good kids, both young talents, and they both have their strengths, and certainly both have had a good camp.
Greg, has there been where you sit, has there been a surprise in camp so far?
Really, the biggest surprise, Tyler Olson, the lefty relief candidate, actually a starter in Double A, Class A and Double A last year. Young kid out of Gonzaga. He's not on the 40 man. He's a non-roster invitee. Wasn't mentioned real prominently coming in. He's done nothing but throw five innings, 15 batters up, 15 down so far in relief. He's definitely in the mix for the lefty bullpen candidate. They're looking for a second guy to come in and kind of fill the role Joe Bimel had last year. And this kid that he's kind of come out of nowhere. He's pitched early in games. He's pitched against good competition and eight strikeouts out of 15 batters. He's done nothing but look sharp. Kind of tempering things, saying, "Hey, it's early. We're still got to give everybody a chance here." But he's looked very good, and you can't help but notice what he's doing. David Rollins, Rule 5 pick, another lefty out of the bullpen that they want to get a good look at too. And both those kids have done well, and so that's been good. They coming into camp, that lefty second lefty was kind of a thing on the list, and they've got a couple of kids putting it on the line and giving everything they got. It's hard to ignore a kid who hasn't given up a base runner yet.
You know, when you say things like, and I hear you say stuff like that, I think about as you go around camps, scouts that have seen the Mariners just say they're effusive in their praise. Like, this is the team to watch. Won't be a surprise team, but it's pretty cool the way it comes together, and you need a surprise or two like that. Anyway, appreciate it, Greg. Great as all, great stuff as always, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.